I spoke yesterday afternoon with Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco. She'd been visiting newly opened centers for people trying to get back into permanent housing. That's a state program. We talked about the federal government and whether it's doing enough for the state of Louisiana.
Well, after a lot of pulling and tugging and anguish and visiting up in Washington, D.C. and building our case and demonstrating our need, I feel that at this point in time, we've gotten a substantial amount of resource of money from Washington, and I'm grateful for that, and I don't want to be ungrateful. We had to work diligently to prove our need, to prove our case, to erase the negatives that had been said about us, to prove that we were worthy citizens. But I will tell you, the citizenry never felt that way. The people of the United States always knew that we needed help because they looked at us and said, well, if our government is not helping them, what's going to happen if we need help? You know, so I think that was the sentiment that finally prevailed and brought the members of Congress to some sensibilities. And right now, we have 42 families that are going to be receiving their funding. They have been approved. They are making their final decisions, their own decisions, as to whether or not they're going to restore their homes, rebuild their homes, repair their homes, or sell their homes out. Those decisions
Governor,
have to be 40, made by individuals.
42 families?
That's the first round. Remember that HUD just released our money in July. This is August. This is federal money. It's a real estate transaction. You know, families have been registering. We have 100,000 families registered now, but there are 22,000 families not yet registered, and we've got to get that message out to them.
So you have 100,000 families that are registered that need help.
That's right.
And you have 22,000 more families that you think need help but aren't registered.
That's correct.
And you have 42 families that you've managed to help with their homes so far?
We had a pilot program to get the bugs out of it, and the pilot program just opened just a handful of weeks ago. So now we're starting. We've got it well underway, and we expect that in about a month you'll see thousands of checks being moved out.
This is hurricane season again, and we are just on the eve of this anniversary. What if another hurricane hit the coast of Louisiana? What's your state of preparation?
Well, we are praying another hurricane away. We definitely need relief of not having a hurricane this season, but the reality is that we sit here in a region that is vulnerable to hurricanes. I know a lot of people would be very sad to see that happen, very demoralized. It would be discouraging. However, I can tell you with some assurance that Louisiana has never been better prepared. We've been working hand in hand with FEMA at levels that we've never seen before, and we are prepared to take care of our people. We are going to save lives. Alex, in the first round preceding Hurricane Katrina, we moved 1.3 million people out of a region that housed 1.4 million people. We did that in 36 hours. We had the biggest evacuation this state has ever seen. It was with very limited frustrations because we had an evacuation plan that actually worked and worked well. We're going to activate that plan again if we are threatened by a serious hurricane in the southeast. We have a new evacuation plan in the southwest.
Governor,
we're going to move people.
Are you saying that the evacuation plan worked well a year ago?
We had to save 60,000 people out of 1.4 million. So I would tell you that was an amazing accomplishment because we had 36 hours notice in order to get them out. We had that much time once we knew the hurricane was aiming at Louisiana to get people to actually move. People in Louisiana are hurricane smart. They understand the dynamics, but some of them feel like they have to tough it out and be brave and worry about their property instead of their lives.
So things might have been worse than they were, but you did have an evacuation that got a lot of people out of the way.
Well, we had a magnificent evacuation, and people here know it and appreciate it and have thanked me over and over all through this year. And I thank them for taking personal responsibility. And I go back this year, that's what I'm telling people. You must assume personal responsibility for your own life. Have a plan. Have your own personal evacuation plan that is known not just to you, but to your family members or to your neighbors or to your friends. And get yourself out of harm's way. Government can only do so much. It stops at the point where the individual chooses to act upon government's advice or not. We want people to take our advice and take it more seriously this time. As I said, approximately 60,000 people had to be rescued out of a region where 1.4 million people resided. That's a very significant number of people. I am so sorry that the remaining 60,000 found themselves entrapped for one reason or another. Many of those could have gotten themselves to safety, some could not. But we are paying attention to those who cannot and do not.
Kathleen Blanco is governor of Louisiana here on the eve of Hurricane Katrina's hitting the coast about a year ago. Governor, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Alex.